Hi friends, hello, how are you? It's Rich, Unheard Indie, episode 355 of this here epic indie podcast that rumbles and grumbles on, giving you only the finest indie tunes. And that's why you're here, and I appreciate you being here. I've got to give it to you today. I'm going to give it to you like I always do. I'm going to give it to you good and proper because I've got so many bangers, just so many. Now, this past Saturday was my Women on the Mic event to celebrate International Women's Day and raise money for charity. And the six acts were absolutely fantastic. From top to bottom, they were fantastic. Carly Mack, Wax Tree Cast, The Sewer Cats, The Facade, Sky Valley Mistress, and this artist right here, Issy Sutcliffe, that you've just heard with her new one, Feral. Oh, she was really impressive, you know, really, really impressive. Some of the songs that I didn't know and was hearing for the first time left me wanting more, that is for sure. But this one, Feral, it's a bop. I mean, it's got that kind of, at this point, signature grunginess to it, because she ain't pop. She ain't indie pop. Don't get it wrong. You know what I mean? Missy Issy ain't pop, bubblegum pop style. Stop saying pop. But I'll tell you what she is. She's legit, and it's still radio friendly though, because it is a bop. It is a catchy bouncer. That it's hooky. You know what I'm saying? But it's got the grunge. I love her. Love her to bits. Issy Sutcliffe couldn't be a nicer person. Her and her drummer Dom, for that matter. Feral, the name of the song. You've got to show her some love. Follow her everywhere. Top class act. I'm going to watch her in Manchester in a couple of weeks, and I can't wait. And by the way, she is just the first of four Manchester acts that I'm going to play right now. Can you believe that? A quadruple. So here's the next two of the Manchester foursome. So it's Alex Spencer with Love and Let Go. That's the first one you're going to hear. You know we love him. And it's then going to be Retro View. I've put them on a gig in the past. Lovely lads, loads of talent. Love their entire set top to bottom. This is only their second single. Can't wait until they start to release more. Really, really good band. So you've got Alex Spencer with Love and Let Go. Then you've got Retro View with You Say You Want to Change Me.
Driving me crazy, there's cracks in the wall. That picture you gave me, mean nothing at all. Tell me I'm broken, if that means you call. Cause I'm losing hope, and as I walk down the hall, I'm seeing your face in shadows at night. I'm hearing your voice in the back of my mind. Don't have to do this, but still make it right. I know I've been foolish, but can we talk tonight? Can we talk tonight? Can we talk tonight? Can we talk tonight? In the past, now it feels hopeless, nothing will last. It can't be undone, we cannot go back. Sure, that's true for some, but maybe we can. Sleep inside of beating myself up. Whenever I'm in love, it's never quite enough. But I promise to change, it's worn out my life. The silence and pain, so let's just talk tonight. Let's just talk tonight. Can we talk tonight? Tonight. To get you back, why can't you answer the phone? Lying here cannot relax, I just wish that you'd come home.
What I get to get you back? Why can't you answer the phone? Lying here, cannot relax. I just wish that you'd come home. I don't wanna love you.
Of top draw from both. It was Alex Spencer with Love and Let Go. Ever the consistent artist is Mr. Spencer, isn't he just? Then it was Retro View with You Say You Want to Change Me. You've got to catch them live, by the way. They gig a lot. You've got no excuse. Check out Retro View in the live environment. You will love them. Then it's going to be Golf Riots. They are the final act to round out this 4 in a row from Manchester. I would say this one, you know, is for fans of Feeder. Give this one a listen and see if you think of the band Feeder. I know I did. But anyway, this is the solo project of Scott, who is a lifetime bass player. But he's got this this new moniker of Golf Riots. And this track, The New Kids, I think is pretty damn impressive. Then straight after that, it's going to be a nice big slice of indie dance from a band from Northeast London called Away Fans. That I love and adore. The new one is called Fractals.
Everything is on fire now.
It was Golf Riots with The New Kids. Absolutely top class stuff there from Golf Riots, a name to remember. Then it was Away Fans with Fractals. God, I love that band. All right, next up, it's Crooked Steps. First music since their album Sambuca Dreams, which came out last year. They're from Belgium. Their track is called Sunburn. Then after that, it is the almighty Dead Star Talk with one of their best songs ever. It's called Hurricane. And their album is coming end of May. And if it's anything like this track, hold on to your hats. beauties and belters so far on the podcast. So it was Crooked Steps with Sunburn. Excellent stuff from the Belgian band. Do check out their album Sambuca Dreams from last year. Then it was Dead Star Talk with the mighty track Hurricane. Do look out for their album coming end of May. It's going to be a ripper. Now, next up, it's Feral Family, a band from Yorkshire. I first played them on the podcast in 2019. Can you believe that? Their album Without Motion came out in January, and it's absolutely beefy. This track is called It's All Us. Then straight after that, from Shoreham by Sea, which is Brighton area, I believe, we have a band called Niches, and their song is called Supernatural.
Thank you.
You can never accuse Feral Family of holding back. That's the one thing you simply cannot accuse them of, or being too quiet. Just dial it up a bit for us, boys, will you? Massive, massive sounding band, of course they are. Without Motion is the album. It was out in January. You've got to check it out, you really have. It's All Us was the track you heard from Feral Family. Then after that, it was Niches, or if you're American, it would be Niches, because we say niche, you say niche. N-I-C-H-E-S, in this case, for the band. Supernatural was the name of the song. It was a beauty. Next up, a Norwegian artist based in Liverpool called Mina Mai. At least that's how my brain interprets M-Y. It's probably not pronounced that, so I'm very sorry, Mina, if I'm making a total mess of it. But I'll tell you what isn't a mess. Your song, I Miss Your Dog, because that is a beautiful piece of work. So we'll have that first. Then it's going to be Silo, who is a Liverpool artist himself. The solo project of Joel James. Tunes out for a couple of years now. This has got to be his best. It's an absolute bloody banger. Silo's track is called Notions.
Yeah. but I know this is what you need.
I think it's fair we face the fact.
Liverpool in the house there on two counts. Mean Am I or Mean Am Me with I Miss Your Dog. Fantastic stuff there. Then it was Silo, S-Y-L-L-O with Notions. Phenomenal, soaring, shimmering indie pop. All right, from Seattle now we have Weep Wave with Conscious Dust. And after that it's Sub Violet with Spinning.
Conscious dust, this conscious melts as my own sins.
Introspective, acoustic, fluttery floatiness was your thing, then clearly neither of those were for you. It was Weep Wave first up with their track Conscious Dust. Look out for the album Speck coming soon from the Seattleites. Then it was Subviolet. Their track was called Spinning. They are from Scotland, and that was quite clearly a banger. We're going to stay in Scotland. We're going to go to Glasgow. A handful of singles for this four-piece named Bottle Rockets. This is brilliant from them. I'm banging to this. It's called Winter Baby. A great way to round us out. Thank you for listening. Sorry I'm 2 days late. Speak to you next week. All the best. I'm